We think you must be in some kind of very intense field, probably magnetic, with a frequency of about 10 cycles. It may be strong enough to be dangerous. Suggest you get out right away. It may only be local. Switch on your beacon again and we'll play it back to you. Then you can tell when you're getting clear of the interference. Jimmy hastily jerked the sticky bomb loose and abandoned his attempt to land. He swung Dragonfly round in a wide circle, listening as he did so to the sound that wavered in his earphones. After flying only a few meters, he could tell that its intensity was falling rapidly. As Hub Control had guessed, it was extremely localized. He paused for a moment at the last spot where he could hear it, like a faint throbbing deep in his brain. So might a primitive savage have listened in awestruck ignorance to the low humming of a giant power transformer. And even the savage might have guessed that the sound he heard was merely the stray leakage from colossal energies, fully controlled, but biding their time. Whatever this sound meant, Jimmy was glad to be clear of it. This was no place among the overwhelming architecture of the South Pole for a lone man to listen to the voice of Rama.